Coach, the players in the locker room afterwards called this at least a character point here tonight. What did you see from your
team? I would agree with that. I think we had a terrific first period, I think. Really not giving much. Obviously, we knew they were going to push back. I mean, this is the best team in the league, and they're such a powerful team with all kinds of depth. And we know that at some point they got a terrific power play, so our penalty kill played great. Power play scored. Our goalie played great. Eric had a great game. There's a lot of positives out of that game. It was too bad we couldn't get hold one of these leads. So I think we're hoping at some point that we're able to get that extra point, and whether it's overtime or shootout. But it's at least a point, and probably the toughest place to play in the league right now. We'll take that, and we got to build on, and then go to the next game and continue to go.
I would assume part of the game plan was to allow Cody and Eric to log some big minutes tonight.
Oh, we have to. I mean, the absence of Dion, and I think the Harper, gave us some good minutes tonight. I think without a vet, some of those guys had a lot of minutes, and they did well with them. But obviously, against a team like that, at some point, you're going to give some chances, and they were going to surge. But I thought we pushed back, our goalie pushed back for sure. But definitely, we'd like a bit more shots. But we knew against them, at some point, it's tough to play against those guys. And looking at some of the scores that they have against other teams, I think we'll take this score right now.
Are you able to offer a status update on Bobby Ryan here, Coach?
Yeah, that hurt because Bobby was playing a great game. He's been playing great lately. So we're definitely we're hoping that he can come back, but he tried, but it's not broken.
Finger again, same one?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same one, but it's it was hurting. And you know how tough he is. He plays hurt and injured, and so he just couldn't even squeeze his stick. You saw that on the hand, and so hopefully we're able to get him back for the next game. If not, then Schlappick will be in, and we'll play Schlappick in.
You said you got a feel for him. It's just right? This streak of bad luck is just your butt's playing your more.
Well, it doesn't seem like there is an end for us right now. There's always something happening, and I just find Bobby is playing great. A while now, he's playing really good, and it's part of why we're doing good too. And you get Eric now, that's really starting to be like Eric. Like he's just showing us who he is. And I sit around the coach box, but like we're right there, and that's what's happening. The goalie played, I think three of the last four games played really good. So those guys obviously have carried us in the past, and it's just too bad because Bobby's on the first line making great plays, and again tonight and another great play. And scored, and we need him in the lineup. But we can't afford to have those guys miss, and we expect that the depth is the same, and that's normal. Every team's like that, and we're hoping to get him back.
With the Phaneuf news today,
yes.
On the personal front, do you think
you'll get Dion back for Saturday?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. We're really happy the baby's healthy and the mother's healthy. Everything's going well. So, that's very positive for one of our own and for our group. And the guys wanted to give him the puck, and it's too bad, that we all wanted that puck for a special day like this, but at least we got a point, so we got something positive out of it. But we want to, on behalf of everybody, we definitely want to congratulate Alicia and Dion, and it's a great day for news like that.